All right, so at this time, we're going to introduce our speakers. Brother Brian and Sister Carrie Ann Wells, they're really awesome people. They have awesome personality, and they're just great people. So we'll have them come at this time.
Amen.
First, I want to start out with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, help us tonight. Help me in my testimony, dear Lord, and help me get the words out that that's on my mind, dear God, and just help it to be a help to these young people. And in Jesus' name, amen. Well, the people that don't know me, I'm Brother Brian Wells, and I was raised in the church, and I grew up growing in the youth group, and I want to give you a short, timeline. So, right after I graduated high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with life, and of course, I was serving God and everything, and well, I had a death. My brother passed away when I was 23, and at that time I was dealing with a lot of pain and questions that I couldn't answer, and I wanted to know, and sometimes I wondered in my life, like, what was more important in life. And I was at my brother's funeral, and it's where I don't know, God had a hand in blessing me with a good wife, and that's where my wife Carrie Ann, she came there. I seen her in the line, and I don't know, it was just like, I don't know, first time, first sight, in love, I don't know, but we got married after that, and I lost my grandmother, and then we had our young daughter, Josie, and after that, marriage is, you think it's easy, it's responsibility is, you don't know what the world's going to throw you. And the first 3 years were the most challenging of them all. And there was a moment of time where, the devil liked to pull, say God's not there in our home, and he liked to, we sat out of church, we missed church. It started a little bit at a time, it ain't going to hurt, we'll miss a service here and there. And it just led on after that. And pretty soon, we haven't been to church in 10 years. And it was last July when he got saved. It was on, a Sunday night. And my wife's like, "You want to go to church tonight?" And God was already dealing with my soul, and she didn't really know. And I said, "Yeah, absolutely, I'll go tonight." I already made up in my mind months before. I talked to the Lord. I prayed to the Lord when I went to work. On the way to work, I'd be driving in my van, and I'd just listen to the radio, and God would just talk to me through a song, just, and said, you need to go back to church. You need to get right. You need to live right. The end is coming. And it was just a pure, it just felt like the God was shaking me to come back to church, wake up. And so we came to church that night, and I was under conviction. And it was the hardest thing of all. It's taking the first step.
Right.
And I knew what I needed to do. And it was that one decision I needed to just take the first step. And I was just I was sitting there crying, and I was shaking, and I was grabbing the seat, and I was under conviction, and I was like, "Dear Lord, if I'm going to do this, I want to sell out. I want to put it all on the altar." And so I took the first, my wife went down first, and then I followed her right after that, and now at the altar and gave it all to God. And I want to thank the Lord that He gave me the second chance. And because there's been times when I've been at work and I just, you know, you get caught up in the world and what's going on in the world. It's, you know, the chaos is in the world, you know, the end of times. And it got me thinking, where do I want to be when God comes back? And I'd be sitting there working on a machine and He'd talk to me. He said, "You need to go back to church. You need to get your soul right." And I did. And the coworkers that I worked with after I got saved and I went back, they noticed the change. They're like, "We noticed that you don't cuss anymore. We noticed that you don't talk filthy anymore. You don't fit in with us." He's like, what's wrong? What happened?" And I said, "Well, you know how peer pressure is with your employees, with your coworkers. You feel scared to take a stand." And I said, I got saved. And I didn't know how they were going to react. They're like, "Wow." You know, because I was sitting there, and normally, working on something, you slip, you say something, you know, because I was in the world. And then after I had the change, he's like, "What happened?" And after that, I just want to give my personal testimony to help anybody tonight that makes any choices that you make in life. Because 10 years might not think it's a long time. It might be a little, you know. But the choices that you make, you're going to live with the rest of your life. And for me, looking back, I wish I'd changed a lot of things that I've made in my past. And I just hope this helps somebody tonight.
Amen.
Very good. Thank God.
Introduce my loving wife.
That's very hard to fall. Sorry, just one moment. I'm going to start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we pray that You would help us tonight to get out the words and thoughts that You've laid on our heart.
Yes.
We're very thankful to be back.
Amen.
In church. We're thankful for what You've done. Pray that You'd help us and bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Brother Steve asked us to give our personal testimonies tonight to the youth. I'm pretty sure most of the youth know us because we grew up in church our whole lives. Got away from God for around 10 years. Really regret that. Really wish I wouldn't have gotten away from God. When Brian and I prepared tonight for the message to give a testimony about it, you know, it's hard to convey what we feel in our heart, what God's done for us, the joy and the peace and all the things that you get. But the most important thing I think that we got from it is that God is faithful.
Yes.
Even when we weren't here, he was still following after us, working in our lives, trying to get us back in church. So for my personal testimony today, I'm going to read a little bit of a highlight of how I came back to God. And the most important part of it is that we are back. Yes. And we're thankful to be very back involved. We're thankful for what God's done in our lives. Words can't really describe what you feel in your heart. When you're sitting in service and you're getting blessed, you haven't had it for 2 years in your life. It's so different. I got up one time in front of the church and testified about how I felt the church was better than it's ever been, and I feel that in my heart. Every time service goes on and I see one standing and raising their hands and God's blessing us, it truly is a blessing to be back.
Amen.
So I was raised in the youth group, served God for many, many years, met Brian in the youth, and we got married. In the first 3 years, we had a lot of very, very trying marital issues. Honestly, I am surprised that we are still married. I do know it is only because of God that we're standing here and we're married today.
Amen.
It takes a lot of work. I know a lot of ones that are dating in the youth group. The main thing is, as you get married and you go on, it's easy to stay focused on God. It's another thing to actually stay focused on God and stay in church. It is the most important part, especially as you get married with your spouse. So we slowly started setting out of church. I would come on and off for years, always had a desire to come back and get saved. And then recently, my mom started picking up Josie. My mom and David got saved. That played a big part of it. And they started picking up Josie very faithfully and taking her to church. There was many a times I would have to bring Josie to church and drop her off. I would pull up along the side and I'd look at church and think, you know, I'm dropping her off. Why can't I go in? Why can't I stay? And I think that's how God really just started speaking to me and slowly bringing me in. So then I did come, Brian said July, but in June camp meeting, I did start coming to some of the services. And I believe it was a Saturday night, I came to church and Brother Dishman was preaching. And one of the things that he said in his message was, there's no in between. There's no middle ground. You're either hot and serving God or you're not in. And for many, many years, I had a delusion in my mind that I was okay. I wasn't a terrible drunk. I wasn't a horrid liar. I had morals, good morals. I think I was raised in a home with good morals. And I really do feel God put a delusion in my mind that I was okay. Struggled with that many a times. But it's like that night when I was sitting there listening to Brother Dishman, it just hit me so strong and stuck with me. I was under extreme conviction that night for Saturday, but I did not go down to the altar. And after the church service ended, I remember standing there just crying and crying. And Josie went up to Brother Dishman and asked him to come pray with me. And I remember Brother Dishman came up to me, started speaking to me. He said, do you want to go to the altar? Do you want to pray? And I said, I'm not ready. That's how strong the power of sin is.
Yes.
You can literally stand there and shake and be miserable, but you're bound. After Brother Dishman left, the Lord told me that I needed to speak to Renee, my cousin Renee. We grew up together for many, many years. I have a lot of confidence in Renee. So I went to her and asked her if I could meet her down over the hill. And she said yes. And I sat on a bench and I just poured out my heart to her. I told her over and over that God was healing with me and I wanted to get saved. But I was scared. I was truly scared because I knew what it required. I know what it means to be saved. I grew up in the youth. And I knew that it requires total dedication and laying everything down. And I remember Renee just looked at me and said, "What's keeping you back?" And I said, "I'm just scared. The fear of not being able to live for God and be faithful." That was my biggest thing. The devil likes to beat us up a lot with what he knows that we struggle with. And Renee asked me, "Do you want to pray?" She said, "You could get saved right now. I'll pray with you and you can get saved right now." And I said, "No, I'm not ready." And after that conversation, when it ended, Renee said, "I'm going to go home tonight. And I'm going to pray for you." She said, "I'm going to pray that God will save you." And I left there miserable. Because I knew I so badly wanted to get saved. But I didn't. So the next day, Sunday, I believe it was Sunday that we got saved. Didn't plan on going to church, honestly. Went in and said to Brian, "You know, I'm going to go to service tonight." Didn't know that he was coming. I left the room to get ready. I come back and he was fully dressed and ready to go. So that was a surprise that he came with me. And of course, after, you know, the song service happened and started, I again was under extreme conviction. But I could not move. I wouldn't move. Stood there for quite a while. Wanted to move. Finally, I just told myself, "You know what, Carrie?" I look around and I see all these little kids jumping and skipping down to the altar to get their boo-boos prayed for, you know, and I thought, you know, it's so easy for them. Why can't it be just as easy for us? And I just remember at that moment, I was like, that's in my mind really what it took. And I just stepped out and went down to the altar. I didn't even know Brian followed me, honestly. And we got saved. And then we got up and asked the congregation to forgive us for the things we had done. A lot of things I regret. A lot of things I said about the church. Different ones in the church. A lot of bitterness, hatred, resentment. I held against different ones in the church for years for situations that happened. Things out of our control. But when I got up and testified and fully sold out, see, that's the key.
Right.
You can go down to the altar all day long, but are you fully sold out?
Amen.
Makes a difference. Amen. A big difference. So after that, we got saved. And then I had my gallbladder surgery. And I remember after having my gallbladder surgery, walking down the side hallway with Brian holding his hand. And it was hard. It was a moment when it really hit you as reality that this is a commitment you make for life. And it, I know we tell God all day long, we'll serve him. We'll serve him till we die. It's easy to sing it in a song. It's another thing to live it every single day. Know that you have to come to church every single day. You don't have to come to church. You want to come to church. Your desires do change, but it is hard, especially when you're put against the test. So as we got saved, there was different ones. I put in my notes here for my personal testimony. There was different ones, different circumstances that played a part in us getting saved. Biggest part, I think, obviously, is God. God had his hand all along, even when we were in sin. He knew we had an honest heart. He spoke to us numerous times. See, we talk about God's faithfulness. We sing about God's faithfulness. That doesn't apply just to a Christian. That applies to the sinner. He is very faithful to a sinner. He follows after them. There was times when I was on the clock and I knew service was going on. I'd turn my phone on and watch the services. Because my desire was there. I just was bound and couldn't give up. So now that we're saved, there's different ones that played a part. Renee and Mike played a huge part. They invited us to numerous get-togethers. And people may think that that doesn't make an impression. It does make an impression. Ones feel that they're lost and they're forgotten. You're not lost. You're not forgotten. Mm-hmm. Church may have moved on without you, but you can still get in. You can still keep going. Renee and my mom and David getting saved. And then, you know, the Lord has worked a lot in our family. Kirsten and Jacob are now saved and coming. Carissa comes quite faithfully. So there's different ones, and I hold on in prayer for our other lost ones. We have quite a few, my dad being one of them. Which I know this isn't like prayer request time, so I get that. But God has really done a lot in our family.
Yes.
We're very thankful. Biggest thing, if I can emphasize anything to the youth tonight, I think there's a lot of focus on the youth with dating. There's a lot of focus on the youth with serving God, coming to church. But there should be an even greater focus as you move into marriage. It's very important.
Yes.
A lot of importance. You know, staying with God as you get married, as you move throughout marriage, there's many, many struggles. Don't have the time to go into all of them that we've had to face. And I really do feel like if we would have stayed in the church, would have made a big difference. When you go out in the world, there's no help. You just go lower and lower and lower. I had this discussion with someone the other day. They looked around and they said, I can't believe they're doing that. So someone who was unsaved, I can't believe they're doing that. I said, there's no low. There is no bottom to sin. You keep going and going. And that's normal. That's expected. Just as when you get saved, there's no high. I think you can only grow and grow and grow in God. Things get better and better and better, but it shouldn't be unexpected with it. There's no low. So I'm very thankful for the ones in my life that God worked through to bring me and Brian back. We're very thankful that we're back. The peace and joy that we feel in our heart, hard to describe to the young people, but it is amazing, truly amazing. And there was a song, this will forever be in my mind as well. All the years that I was saved in the youth before I got away from God, I remember, I think, at least two times that I would actually stand up during service and raise my hand during a song. Since I've been back, it's been different. I have probably stood up at least three times, if not more. And the first song I ever stood up on was, Oh Yes, I'm a Child of the King. So let me tell you, that means something.
Yes.
That means something that the world does not have. They'll never have. I'm thankful to be saved. We're very thankful for God's work in our lives. We're thankful for each of the youth. You do have an impact in the church. Right. We're thankful for the talents that you guys bring as well.
Right.
Please pray for Brian and I as we continue to walk with God. That will be an example. We do love being back and involved in the services. And then Brian and I are going to try to attempt to sing a song together. I found this song. We've worked on it numerous times. But it talks about how God is present in our lives. He's great. And He's faithful.
Found sometimes my journey will can be hard. I've had moments where I felt like I was falling apart. I had my days of pain, I cried my share of tears, but Lord, I've not found a time you weren't near. I found you are faithful.
I found you are great. I found you are worthy of all my praise. I found you are present. I found you are true. I'm amazed at all I found in you. I found sometimes that life does not make sense, and there's no way of knowing what trial I will face next
when I think of all you've done and how good you have been. I know I'll find you faithful as you've always been. I found you are faithful. I found you are great. I found you are worthy of all my praise. I found you are present. I found you are true.
I'm amazed at all I found in you.
Faithful in the storm.
Faithful in the night.
Why would I ever doubt you when time after time I found you are faithful. I found you are great. I found you are worthy of all my praise. I found you are present. I found you are true. I'm amazed at all I